Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, I am looking for Michael Graham, but I don't know if you are his power of attorney or family member.
Caretaker?
Sorry?
I mean, care. I'm the one taking care of him.
Oh, okay. So you're his caregiver?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Well, I just wanted to, introduce myself with both of you guys and let you guys know that I am the new case coordinator for Michael and for you. So,
Okay.
you can save my number, and whenever you need anything, you can call me directly. Also, you can text
Okay.
me.
Okay.
And I also wanted to confirm with you real quick some information that we have from Michael.
Okay.
Okay, so I have Michael authorized here for 35 hours a week. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and your schedule is from Monday to fi fr sorry, to Sunday. You work 5 hours a week, right?
5 hours a day, yeah.
Yeah, sorry,
Now,
five
but it's
hours a
gonna
day.
change next week.
Sorry?
I have a full-time job, but next week I'm going part-time now so I can be home more with him. So it's gonna be from like 12 noon. I'll start at like 12 noon to I think it's 5.
Okay. So you want to change your schedule?
Yes, starting Monday.
Sorry, Monday. Okay, perfect.
Now, I have a question.
Yes, let me know.
How can you turn us down, please, so I can hear her a little bit better? How can we get more hours for him? I mean, it's getting to the point where even after, I mean, he needs help with everything. I mean, in and out of the shower. I mean, they have me for 35 hours a week. I have to be late for work at my other job because I have to help him go up the steps and everything to go to the bathroom. I mean, he can't even go up the steps to the bathroom.
Okay.
I mean, it's
Yeah, I get it. Well, there are two things that you can do to get more hours.
okay.
The first thing is going to the insurance, to your insurance, with your service coordinator and requesting more hours, and they will do like an assessment and they could approve you more hours. However, another thing that you can do if you are, if you really want to push them to get you more hours or to get Michael more hours is with your primary doctor.
Okay.
Request that, let them know that you need more hours, that Michael really needs. Tell them if you want, tell them like he needs 24/7
Yeah.
care, because he, just like you're telling me, that you need to check with him everything, help him to do everything, that sometimes
I
you're
do.
late for work. So do let them know that, because your primary doctor, they can give you an authorization for you to take to the insurance, and that way they can approve more hours. Like the primary doctor wards, it has a lot of weight for that. Okay,
Okay.
so schedule an appointment
I think he goes
and
Tuesday to his primary doctor.
okay, well, let them know, push that information, and also with the insurance, request more hours for them, for Michael. I also wanted to confirm your address, or well, Michael's address. I guess you live with him, right?
Yes.
Okay, so our address, like the address that we have here, is 1739 Century Street. The zip code is 17921.
Yes.
Okay, Ashland, PA, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And this will be the main number to call you, right?
No, call
No?
mine. He usually doesn't answer.
Okay.
And So I'll give you my number. I mean, I answer everything.
Okay. Let me know.
Okay, it's 570 205-8771.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I will put that note there. Also, I wanted to confirm with you if in the last week, if maybe if he was admitted to the hospital or maybe went for an ER visit.
No, he wasn't admitted to the hospital, huh?
Okay, perfect. Do you think that I could speak with him?
Yeah, he's sitting right here.
Okay, perfect.
He's on speaker.
Okay. Hello, Michael. This is Mary.
Hello.
Michael, Georgian told me that she wants to change her schedule from 3 to 8 and change it to 12 p.m. to 5. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's everything that I needed from him. It's just, you know, we need the verbal confirmation from the patient. So I will change the schedule, okay, right now.
Okay.
So this schedule will be permanently, right?
Yes, unless they give me more hours and then it'll be different.
Okay, okay. Okay, I'm changing it now. You should be able to see it maybe like in 1 hour. It will probably be already up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, that was, yeah.
Now listen. Mm-hmm. We have somewhere that we're going in October, actually. We're actually doing a trunk or treat. Oh, mm-hmm. Forget it, because I'm only doing 12 to 5. Okay, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was doing 3 to 8,
mm-hmm.
we would have only got home like at 9. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And also, when I go to punch in,
mm-hmm.
it's telling me I'm like 122 feet away from him, and I'm sitting right here aside of him. How? Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So, so your address is 1739 Century Street, Ashland, PA, and the zip code 17921.
Yes.
Huh. That's weird that it's telling you that.
Yeah. Yeah, because the very first day I punched in, it told me I was 97 feet away from the patient. And I'm thinking, well, I'm sitting right here in the living room in front of him. Why is it saying that?
Okay. Well, I will check on that. I will see what's going on. And I will let you know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, it was nice meeting you, Georgian. You have a great day.
Yeah. I'm gonna put your number in my phone.
Yes, perfect.
That way I have it. And your name's what, Mary?
Mary, yes.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.